is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Which, of course, means Feel Good Friday. It's headlines. It's Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. It's a very special giveaway edition. It's also the I tried to tell you guys I don't know why you don't listen to me edition. And we didn't get Chewy on the show yesterday to explain himself for saying that the right tackle position is the simplest position to play on the field, and any simpleton like Mark Tauscher could play it. But could Adrian Amos have the same explaining to do to some of his teammates? Addition. I'll explain that in a bit. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, of course, on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free WisconsinOnDemand.com, the Wisconsin On Demand app, which allows you to get our podcast where you get all your other podcasts, and if you subscribe on, say, Spotify, as soon as, well, I was going to say Jesse Nelson, but I assume doing most of the work is either Ashton Rotman or Josh DiMaggio, our terrific teammates in Milwaukee. As soon as the podcast is posted, you get this nice little alert. Hey, 9 a.m. hour. I like big jugs and I cannot lie when it comes to water. I don't know if that was the entire headline. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. And from his workshop in front of all the other employees' lockers on the Teams app, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, hi. How are you?
Oh, hey, buddy. I'm doing fantastic. No Freddie and Fitz last night, so I'm refreshed. Yeah. I feel good. I got to admit, though, tough week. We've transitioned back into the Prairie Athletic Club. Indoor pickleball season has now started since the the whole axis of the earth and Shatner and that whole bit.
Shatner.
My indoor season's off to a poor start. Yeah, Shatner's up in space. He's able to kind of see how this is all meandering around. Been a tough start, but I just wanted to give you guys an update. My mood is still good. I'm not going to let a poor execution by me this morning dictate how I feel about doing this show.
Who are you? Who's your teammate these days?
So we mixed and matched. I played with the A-level guys today, and I'm a tier, to put it in Jesse terms.
Tier two.
We have a group of about 16 to 20 guys that we play with. I have always been kind of hovering in that middle part of Tier 2. I played with the Tier 1 guys today, and I got beat around a little bit. So that's kind of where I'm at. But if you think I'm ever going to back down from a Tier 1 challenge,
No.
I'm going to keep competing.
You are a
problem
competitor.
The Tier 1 guys, he's old, can't see a lick. And the lighting and everything, they still got us. So
He's still better than you.
He got beat by a blind guy?
Well, he's not blind, but he constantly complains about, you know, how his vision in the indoor season, it takes a while for his indoor eyes to come back.
And sure.
You think he's bluffing? You think he's using that as a competitive advantage?
No, I don't, because he still won. He's the only guy that didn't lose today.
Yeah, he hustled you.
Well, he didn't take any money from us, so I don't know how much hustling that is. But to your point,
it's like
Bulaga
on the golf course.
No, he is not. That's not his MO. He's not a hustler of that sort.
And just to clarify, are you the only former professional athletes in your 16 to 20 person group, or are there other former pros playing with the Joes?
You're talking like playing in professional sports?
Yes. You played 11 years in the NFL.
There's just a bunch of former pro athletes hanging out playing pickleball at 5 in the morning? No, there's nobody else that's a pro.
Okay.
Now, there's professional pickleballers, and there's guys that go and play in tournaments around the country. You know, mainly Iowa.
They're in Tier 1.
Mainly Iowa. There's a lot of tournaments in Iowa.
Around the country, and it's like 3 hours away.
Well, we're glad that you're still in a great mood as Tier 2 Tausch struggled today.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie to you. We're going to hopefully have a Halloween tournament. I'm going to be hovering in that Tier 2. I'll say this. My trend line, not going towards Tier 1, more towards Tier 3, which is unfortunate for me. But, again, I will compete, and I'm trying to get these guys to switch to a blue ball, because the orange ball with the lighting, and I'm getting older. I'm going to be, I don't even know how old I am right now, but I'm in my mid-40s, and I think the blue ball is going to be a better, it's going to give you a better opportunity, especially for our old kind of blinder guy. I think it's going to help him, and I don't know if I want to help him. That's kind of the battle line that I'm drawing here. I don't know.
So, can I just clarify that yesterday we spent time talking about you really liking big jugs of water.
Yep.
And now today you are thinking about blue balls for pickleball. Is that where we are today?
No, there's you have to stop with innuendos.
I just want to confirm.
Here's the deal.
Nothing inaccurate.
Our boy Shicky is getting older, and I think that's going to help him. He's probably our top tier two guy fighting to get into tier one.
Yeah,
and
he's
not going to get there unless we switch balls. I think we got to go to a blue ball. Yeah.
Blue balls are the secret to your success, apparently. All right, so speaking of not being competitive.
Yeah.
This poll question, why didn't you listen to me? Why? Like, I told you, no one is giving up their fandom. I am weird. I am different. I am not normal. This is why.
Because, honestly, what
we don't
I wanted.
Do
you
this.
Want to know why I wanted you to post this?
Because you wanted to prove to me how weird I am.
No. It's not about how weird you are, how absurd you are to think that you're not a fan. That's what I really wanted. I know, and I'm not going down this rabbit hole.
That's not what this proves.
I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. So
stay down there, Tier 2 Tausch.
I wish I was Tier 2.
The poll question, when it comes to fandom, at Jason J. Wilde is supposedly an unbiased observer, air quotes. That saves him from the stress and heartbreak, but it also deprives him of the joy of winning.
This had to be canyon-esque, right? Are we in the canyon category?
I finished reading the poll.
If you want.
Would you consider giving up your fandom and the joy of winning to avoid heartbreak? Now, I do think that the timing, had we asked it right after the NFC Championship game, maybe I would have fared slightly better, and I'm talking like 1 or 2 percentage points better, but I told you this was going to be a borderline canyon.
Yeah, you did.
Your choices were, yes, I'd consider it, with Jesse randomly capitalizing every word in the response, or no way, that's sports. And I point that out because you criticized the text message for random
capitalization the other day, and I want to point out you did the same thing in the poll.
Different when it's a title and a fragment.
That's not a title. It's an answer. Nevertheless, no way that's sports. 92.9%.
Yeah.
No fan is giving up fandom even when it sucks that your team loses.
Of course you're
not. That's why you're a fan. That's why people listen to the show.
Yeah, of course you're not. I don't know why.
Dumb poll. Dumb.
I don't know why you even posted the poll. Yeah, I don't.
Because you told him to.
I tell you to post it. I tell you to post 100 polls, and you maybe post 3 of the 100 that I want posted. So
3 of the 100.
Well,
it's
it
a canyon
a
of not
more.
Posting polls.
It might be a little bit more than that. But the bottom line, I think it just, you were on your high horse yesterday, and I was irritated by you. That was the extent of it.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying. I don't have a high horse. I have like a little pony. I understand that the heartbreak sucks when your team loses. Like, Jesse, you felt that to some degree, but it was game 4, not game 5, and it wasn't with a trip to the World Series on the line like it was when they lost to the Dodgers a few years ago. But again, that's part of being a fan. You know that when you sign up. No one's giving that up just because of a disappointing loss. That is not enough to make up for all the joy being a fan brings you. And thank God people love being fans because it gives us work. So I don't know why we felt the need to post this. It got 800 votes. So there were enough people that felt like it was worthwhile,
you know,
although not
poll.
1,000.
Do you actually believe Wildy's not a fan? Because that would be interesting to me. That's what I really wanted.
Yeah,
I know
I'd
you would post that.
I'd be interested to see what the poll is, but no, I'm not going to post a poll about myself on my Twitter. Tell you what, great opportunity for you for your very first poll on at MarkTauscher65's Twitter feed to poll that.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that, but I still don't know how
if
to post
you won't
poll.
Post that poll on your own Twitter, there
yeah,
is no poll
no,
under
I'm
the sun.
I'm not going to be poll bullying.
That you'll
you're, not
poll.
You're not poll bullying me. So, no, I'm not going
to.
Not.
I'm just
that.
Suggesting that if yeah. you were going to cave, that's the place to cave. Speaking of heartbreak, and I know robo-umps might not have solved the check swing call that ended Game 5 of the other NLDS series, but, boy, San Francisco Giants fans are feeling like, maybe if I wasn't a fan, I wouldn't be so sad this morning, right? Did you see any of that game, Jesse?
I did. I stayed up
baseball.
And watched. As a matter of fact, that may be why I had such a poor pickleball showing. I watched the end of the game. It was great TV last night. Obviously, I don't want umps dictating how the game ends up playing. I don't. Who knows? It's 0-2. You never know what's going to happen. But I can't sit here in good faith as a huge opponent of replaying judgment calls in the NFL, I
yep.
can't get on board with you guys on this. I can't sit here and say, let's robo-ump check swings. I'm not doing that. Now, if you want me, I am all for robo-ump with the box and the strikes. I am for that,
sure.
getting rid of it. But for check swings, I don't know how you could ever do that. I just don't.
So I thought of you last night when this happened because your and robo umps don't apply to this. What would have applied to this was replay, right? Because the Giants did have a challenge left, but you can't challenge a check swing call. And the argument that I saw among baseball people on social media that know more about it than me was if you're going to have replay and a team has a challenge left, you should be able to challenge anything to get it right. Now, you have said, you are very clear.
Did you think that old boy caught that pop-up off of Narvaez's mitt the other day? Because they couldn't review that because it wasn't within the baseline, I think is what they said, which is completely blankenine.
Blankenine.
Yeah.
That's a new one. Put it on the list.
Well,
No, I thought it looked like it hit the ground.
He did not catch that ball, Brewers.
Correct,
fans.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
So because
we're all
it was a foul territory,
yeah,
foul territory is not reviewable either?
Yeah, that was blankenine. Yep.
In front of the bases, first and third, you're not allowed to review. That's
pretty
home
dumb.
Play, you got multiple umpire eyes on it. They don't review those.
Sky judge, Sky judge everything.
Is that okay? So my question was going to be, even though you don't want to see pass interference reviewed and other things in the NFL, would you have been okay with a team with a challenge left to challenge the check swing call?
No, I don't want it. Game over. Finito. Let's go.
And anything that's south of the first and third bases is also not subject to review? So a close play at the plate is not reviewable?
No, it is.
No, we're talking batted ball.
Like, a batted ball. Excuse me.
Yeah, you put down a bunt that goes up the third baseline. Not reviewable.
Are you kidding me? Is that's how...
Can I be honest with you guys? I'm still interested in postseason sports, and there's nothing from a drama standpoint better than every pitch. Like, it's just, if you're not enamored with that last night, you don't love sports. And I know, Jason, you're not a fan and you don't love sports. I do.
I love the drama. I enjoyed it. Also, I would say Stanley Cup...
No,
playoff,
this is different.
Overtime hockey.
There's still pucks getting. This is everything. You're on pins and needles. Right. Oh, every pitch can end it. It can. There is nothing. You're sloshing the puck around. This pitch could end it. You're not going to score from the other end and passing the puck to a defenseman and moving it. So there is high drama. I'm not arguing. And I always get a kick out of these fake hockey fans like you, where you guys act like you actually love hockey. You don't. I'm not going to get. I don't want to besmirch you on that. I will say that the Major League Baseball postseason, there's nothing better, dramatic wise, because there's no clock, and it's just it has to end. You have to end it, or the ump has to end it by calling a check swing, a strikeout.
There's nothing better than postseason baseball, and for Tausch, when it comes to windows, there's nothing better than Gene Adella and the team at Pella.
And the 555 has been extended at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin through October 31st, Halloween. You can still get up to 5 years no interest, 5 months no payments, and even up to 5% same-day order savings at your initial consultation. And that's not the only reason to upgrade now to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. While others will say you have to wait 3 or 4 months for installation, you know, supply chain issues, Suez Canal this, ports are busy this, we don't have trucking, blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Nope, not with Pella of Wisconsin. Install in as little as 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yeah. And better still, every installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Pella of Wisconsin team can complete installation in as little as 1 day. More good news.
1 day?
I never know if you're going to jump in with the 1 day or just the 8 weeks. I'm going to let you go with whichever you want. You guys can also go with whatever you want when it fits your budget, your style, or your finance. And they have 6 lines.
6 lines?
Thank you. A 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1. Highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Stop by the Pella Experience Center. Get directions. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. So are you going to do all 3 of those now? Because I want to allot you the time.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to. I just want to. I don't want to step on you when you're trying to support our great partner and tell people about Pella, and because you know what I want to see. I want to see go Pella, go all the way. We're gonna play a game of Where's Wildy? Everyone's favorite game, but mine. Where did I say certain things throughout the week? And we're going to use those to talk a little more about the Packers as they get ready to play the Chicago Bears on Sunday at noon at Soldier Field in Chicago. Where's Wildy? Is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
DeWitt Law Firm is a proud sponsor of Wildy and Tausch, one of the largest firms in Wisconsin. DeWitt Law Firm has nearly 140 attorneys providing legal assistance to businesses, individuals, nonprofits, and more. DeWitt Law Firm.
Pull this about baseball. Now, there's going to be some recency bias because their postseason is going on right now.
Are you strictly...
I still think overtime hockey is better.
Drama? You're strictly going drama.
Yes.
Baseball wins.
I think you're right, but I think it's close. I'm going going to pull this. I'm going to go roll.
It's better than the poll you put up yesterday.
I didn't put it up yesterday. Jesse did. Because okay, you poll bullied him.
Bullied.
Time now for one of my favorite games. Almost as fun as the numbers game. It's time for Where's Wildy?
Since he often saves his best material for other shows,
I don't believe that this is about money for Roger.
We're bringing the other shows to us.
You know what? He should have some sort of taste.
Or are we?
I think they're betting on Aaron Rodgers caving.
It's time to play Where's Wildy?
Would you say that Rodgers caved? Because the lead in here is you just said, I think the Packers are betting on Rodgers caving.
Yeah.
He kind of caved, right? I mean,
sure. Okay. I mean, he could have fake retired.
That was really profound by you.
I think he caved.
Lord knows whose show you said that on, but you know it wasn't here.
Certainly not this one.
No.
Yeah, also, let's not pretend like this is in the same ballpark as the numbers game. This is far superior. Where's Wildy?
Thankfully.
Clip number one, where did Jason say it on the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves?
He actually played quite well. I know Packers fans don't usually expect that to be said about Kevin King, but he actually played quite well in the game against the Bengals. If he's not able to go and Jair Alexander's on IR for a minimum of two more weeks, you're talking about Eric Stokes being your number one guy and then Isaac Yiadom being your number two corner and having to start.
God, Jason loves saying Yiadom. Like, do you notice how the glee in his voice when he gets to say Yiadom?
Yash and Yiadom.
Smoke him if you Yiadom.
He loves it. He wants this Yiadom to be a big-time player so he can keep saying it. All right, so it's not Scalzi and Bruss because this seems like it's a later-in-the-week deal. Here's the tricky part for me this week. I know that he does Waddle and Sylvie whenever they do Packer Bears.
Yesterday, last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know if this is going to be the one that he... Because I want to be right, I'm going to say Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago is the guess. Jason, where did you say this one?
I have no idea. But I don't think it was Waddle and Sylvie last night. We talked about a lot of different things, and you know how much we love both Sylvie and Tommy Waddle. But I don't think I said it there. Of course, I could get the buzzer and be wrong. I'm going to say I said this with Homer and Tony, 2-4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Homer and Tony on Tuesday.
You know what? I don't think, because he's on there every day, I think from moving forward, we should eliminate the Homer and Tony from this segment.
What?
I do. Because you could guess that every time. And because I was going to guess that. I'm like, Jesse's got to be more creative than just to keep plowing
through. The challenge is it's most likely going to be one of the correct answers. But you don't want to guess it all three times and only get one right.
I want to get you when you're on Waddle and Sylvie. I'm going to be bummed if I don't.
The real question here is not only did I do Waddle and Sylvie, but I did Sirius XM NFL Radio as well.
Oh, God.
This is a fun one.
With Solomon Wilcots.
Sal.
And Todd Haley.
Hales.
Where's Wildy?
It's a mystery today. Here is clip number two.
Look, as long as they have Rodgers, they always have a chance, right? I mean, enjoy and ride Aaron Rodgers for as long as you can, because we won't be able to say, well, as long as they have Jordan Love, you know, they're always going to contend. Like, that's not how it's going to work. Even if he turns out to be good, that won't be the case initially.
Profound stuff. Enjoy Rodgers.
Pretty good. That's pretty good stuff.
While you yacht him. Tausch, where did Jason say it?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Once again, Waddle and Sylvie, our teammates at ESPN 1000 in Chicago, is the guest from Tausch.
All right, so I know we had this conversation last night on Waddle and Sylvie about this exact topic because I said, for all we know, Jordan Love could be Mitchell Trubisky. And once upon a time, Bears fans were very excited about Mitchell Trubisky. I, like Tausch, am going to guess Waddle and Sylvie.
You are both incorrect. That was on Homer and Tony.
Hey! That's diabolical.
On Monday, that one was said earlier this week. Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4.
All right, I'm starting to not like this game. Like I thought this was a great game on its surface. I think it's fun. We get to talk about the topics that Jason actually brings up and has points of view on rather than him just bloviating here. So I love
bloviating.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Let me ask a question with a question. Here you're actually given something, and instead of it, it's all Homer and Tony. It's so irritating.
All right, don't do so many Homer and Tonys, because I agree. I don't think I bloviate on this show, but I do agree that this brings opinions that you don't normally get from me on this program. Let's do another one.
Where's Wildy?
He pointed out and said very clearly that not all of the misses were Mason Crosby's fault. Now, take that for what it's worth. We'll try and I'll get my game pass out tonight and try and give you a little more information once I do.
Got it. Scalzo Brust, Mondays, 4 to 6 on all of the ESPN Wisconsin stations.
Why did you, this is the first of this game that you have preemptively called your shot.
I feel really good about this one.
Jason?
It does sound like I'm in the car.
You need to go feed the dog?
What's going on with the dogs
If
over
the dog's
there?
Hungry, go feed him.
We're not going to have another cat fight, are we?
She's barking at a
you
cat.
You need to change your dog's
name
to
Yotam. Do we still have the audio of that cat fight?
If your next dog needs to be Yotam.
Bark him if you Yotam. I think this is Scalzo and Brust,
right
too, but I feel like I should guess Homer and Tony just in case.
If he did,
but I'm going to say Scalzo.
Honest to God, if he does three straight Homer and Tonys, I'm done with this game. I quit.
The game lives on. It was Scalzo and Brust on Monday. There was no Waddle and Sylvie included, although Jason
was
on
Waddle. Too much work
Waddle
to get that audio downloaded.
No.
What a mistake I made to not factor in that Jesse would have to call down, get the info from the ESPN Chicago team, and get it. That's on me for being that. That's not on me.
Extensively as I would have to work for that. However, I thought about it, but the spirit of the game is what does Jason say on the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves?
No, that's
not what it's say in that the past. On ESPN Chicago. Disqualified.
Well, I'll say this. Of all the quotes there, and yes, Jesse irritated me. Now I know how our trivia contestants feel because he irritates them. I think your most profound point was to what we thought was Waddle and Sylvie. It turns out it was Homer and Tony. The fact that this Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback, keep him if you yacht him. Keep him if you yacht him.
Yeah, and that
and
was
we yacht
that's him. That's the only lesson that I want, however big that group it still is that wants the draft picks and see him traded after the season, regardless of where they go. The law of averages tells you that Jordan Love's not going to be anywhere in the same zip code as the last two guys.
But it's not that simple, and you know it. It's not.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. What is simple is nominating a family member or a friend who is either an active service member or a veteran for WPS Health Solutions Operation Fan Mail with the Green Bay Packers. That partnership allows you to nominate your favorite veteran or active service member, a family member or a friend, to be honored by the Packers and WPS Health Solutions. So be sure to go to OperationFanMail.com. That's OperationFanMail.com and nominate your friend or family member for the WPS Health Solutions Operation Fan Mail. WPS was formed 75 years ago to help provide affordable health coverage for returning World War II service members from Wisconsin. Again, OperationFanMail.com today to nominate a friend or family member for Operation Fan Mail. That was a fantastic rendition of Where's Wilde? I do think we need to amend the rules to include during Bears weeks, because they are in the GKB family, Waddle and Sylvie, because I really enjoyed my time with them last night. Nevertheless, that's it for that game. And the next thing up on the docket, our green and gold game preview presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. That is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Visit orthowisconsin.com.
Noon from Soldier Field. The aforementioned Waddle and Sylvie, who I spoke with last night. Boy, there is some serious resignation down there.
In what regard?
Now they're hoping that Justin Fields becomes good, just like they hoped that Mitchell Trubisky would, and Jay Cutler, and the 33 other quarterbacks that they've had start games during the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers era would. But as of right now, even though their team has won two in a row, is there any way that the Packers lose to the Bears? That was basically their narrative. Said, hey, they're a little thin in the secondary. Yeah, that's not enough to give them hope. Time now for the green and gold game preview presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup.
We got to do a great job of consistently moving the chains.
Not many people combine speed, power, moves, you know, all in one.
This is the Green and Gold Game Preview, presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Visit orthowisconsin.com.
The big storyline heading into Packers-Bears Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field in Chicago. What is it, Tausch?
To me, the only way, Jason just asked the question, is there any way, and we have headlines, and boy, do I got a couple of good ones drawn up this week.
From your team.
I'm excited to throw a couple out your way. The only way, this is, unfortunately for Chicago Bear fans, everything, your margin of error is so small when you don't have the guy. And that's why the Packers have dominated the last 25 years of this rivalry, is because the margin of error always, you have to create turnovers. You have to play almost perfect to beat a Green Bay team led by these quarterbacks. So the only way I see it, it has to be Khalil Mack. It's got to be Quinn. If they can't force that pass rush and really force Rodgers into bad decisions, and hey, Aaron has shown some vulnerability this year, which is crazy, but he has thrown, what, three picks, which is an insane amount for him. That's going to be their key. And we think Elgton Jenkins is going to be back, but there's still, I think that is going to be the method for how this team can stick and maybe beat the Green Bay Packers. It's got to be up front. If Green Bay blocks their front four and Roquan Smith, there's no chance. The Bears aren't going to get it done.
Tausch is right, but I will choose something else, and that is the Bears have a rookie quarterback, and now they are going to be down to their fourth and fifth running backs. Damian Williams now landing on the COVID-19 reserve list. Adam Schefter reported that he did test positive for COVID-19. They already are without Tariq Cohen. They're already without David Montgomery. So that's the one thing, Tausch, when you have a young receiver or a young quarterback, you need your running backs to help make the young quarterback's life better. It's going to make it awfully hard to run the football.
Yeah, their O-line's not very good, and that's kind of the staple of where teams struggle. And so running the football, I think Justin Fields is going to have to be, this is going to have to be his big coming out party, running the football and then creating big plays. through running the football. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think if you're a Bears fan, that's what you're holding on to hope. You know that, you know, he's obviously a talented player. He's been able to show some signs, but he's also, he's still young. There's going to be mistakes, and the rest of your offense just isn't very good. That's going to be the battle line this weekend.
Jesse, what's next?
Outside of Aaron Rodgers, which player is most significant in Packers-Bears Sunday afternoon?
I think it's Billy Turner. I really think that the way, you know, it kind of piggybacks off of what I just said. He played really well. Shut down T.J. Watt. I think he has been playing at a really nice level when I think everybody's kind of looked at, well, this O-line, he's kind of been your staple. And yeah. I think he deserves a ton of credit for that, that he's been there, he's shown up, he's playing good football, and he's got a big test this weekend. If he passes and he plays well, the Bears don't have a chance. If he can limit what Khalil Mack does and you know, anybody else that they throw over there against
Quinn.
Him. Yep. Quinny, I just don't see any other path forward for this team. They need to make – they're going to have to create turnovers. The only way they're going to do that is by winning up front, and I think Billy Turner is going to be my guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the opposite side. It looks like, and we'll see what happens today at practice, but it looks like Elgton Jenkins is trending to be back. And if he can be back at left tackle after missing three games with that ankle injury, that changes the dynamic not only on the offensive line, but it reduces how much Bobby Tonyan has to stay in and chip. It helps get him more involved. I'm going to go with Elgton Jenkins as my choice. All right, Jesse, last question.
Packers win the game on Sunday in Chicago against the Bears if what?
Come on, Tausch, you can do it. Do it. What come do you on, think? You know you want to.
I'm going to what I believe. If Green Bay does not turn the ball over, there's no way they're losing. I'm not. God, I know that.
Doesn't that feel good to say it?
I literally could say this every week, and I'm going to be right if
do.
That happens. But this, and it always comes back to, you know, you play the Vikings, goofy stuff happens. We're always just a lot better than Detroit for the most part. I mean, we find ways to beat them. The Bears game, it always is. They are built from the defensive side of the ball to make plays. Especially, you know, obviously the Lovie Smith era, which I know for a lot of us listening, who's Lovie Smith? What is a Lovie Smith? That's what this defense, that's what that team, that's what that town. The guys that are proud of their town, that's what they're built on is great defense creating turnovers. So if ever I'm going to use this card that annoys Jesse because it's so blah, it is don't turn the ball over against the Chicago Bears. You do that, you're going to win more, you know, almost every time you play them.
Chicago, the Wichita of Illinois. I am going to say if they keep Aaron Rodgers upright. That's why I think it's important that Billy Turner and Elgton Jenkins play and play well. They're talking about this defense on the Packers coaching staff as the best one they will have faced. You better keep your quarterback safe, because otherwise you're playing with your version of Justin Fields, and nobody wants that. So the Packers win Sunday afternoon if they keep Aaron Rodgers protected. That is our green and gold game preview. Eeyaw! Presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. You can check out our thoughts on the game from that if you missed it and you just joined us now on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. But it's time now to play Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Another early first hour trivia contest.
Yeah.
Tausch, you don't like these this early, but well, Jesse's doing it anyway.
I like that Jesse's taking ownership. That's what I like.
Well, we couldn't do 11:45 as you requested today, so we'll have to do 11:45 next week.
I get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand on Fridays we can't, but.
Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
Have we ever done caller 1? What number is Justin Fields?
Caller 844 right now, 844-770-3776.
You'd love having that power.
844
770-3776.
No, I mismanaged the clock. I don't want to get into a discussion of the jersey number of the quarterback of the Bears. I just want caller 4 next. That's Wilde and Tausch Trivia.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
My sweet summer's gone, and on my mirror she made it clear her lipstick can't be wrong. My summer, summer, my sweet summer is gone. My sweet summer is gone.
The weather outside the day we met. Blue was the color of skies the day she left. Sure was the time we had. It was the best cuz
it is time for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Now Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong. Monday wrote me a letter, said she hoped to see me someday. We had a good today is National Cheese Curd Day.
That's what I've heard.
And tonight's Prep Mania game of the week on ESPN Madison is what?
The Monroe Cheesemakers and the Edgewood Crusaders. Big game. Chance for the conference title. Edgewood's undefeated. Monroe's got one loss. It's a huge game.
Wow.
Big one.
I can't wait to hear the call. Who's it? You and Dennis?
Strophy and Dennis tonight. Strophy and Dennis. You can watch the game, Tausch, on Wisconsin On Demand. Watch live tab. Okay. You can watch the video stream free. Summer is gone.
Before we play trivia, just to clarify, so National Cheese Curd Day, the game is involving the Threes Makers, which appears to be the pinnacle of your announcing career. You felt like you were qualified to take over the Bucks radio play-by-play responsibilities.
Yep.
And you're not even calling the game?
No. No, not.
Wow. Got any more of those cushy jobs?
I did. I called Marquette High School football last week for 540 ESPN. Stepped in for Gabe Neitzel. Yeah. That was enjoyable.
Hey, when you yacht him, you yacht him. That's just how it goes.
To celebrate National Cheese Curd Day, we welcome in from the beautiful city of Monroe. It is Jeff in Monroe as our contestant. Jeff, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're just questioning how much Jesse actually works, basically, is what we're doing right now.
Same as any
well,
other
I
day.
I was wondering if cheese makers make a field goal. Are they the freeze makers?
That's a great question.
A good question.
Yeah. Absolutely they are.
Huh. Oh, but it'll be Alex Strofe making the call on it, apparently.
It will, yes. Yeah, Strofe's going to have a great call.
All right, time for trivia question number one, Tausch. Soldier
right, Jeff,
Field fun facts.
In addition to being the home of the Chicago Bears, Soldiers Field is also home of which of these professional sports teams? Is it the Chicago Fire? Is it the Chicago Sky? Or is it the Chicago that'll be $75 to park and see the bean for 2 hours?
How about A?
Well, you get a deal if you're only paying
Field.
$75 for 2 hours. That's actually a deal.
Lowballing that, yeah.
Stupid. Question two.
You know a smart move before you do this, Jason? So if you're downtown, A, train down to Chicago. Don't drive. But if you do drive, go to a restaurant, and you can, if you just want to go hang out for a couple hours, go eat at a restaurant that has valet parking. It's $12-15. Boom, you drop your car. Bam, go walk to the bean. Come back, grab your whip. Boom.
Grab your whip?
Yeah, it's a slang term for car. Whip.
I've never heard that before. Question two about Soldiers Field and World Championships. While significant renovations were made to Soldier Field in 2002... the Chicago Bears played their home games at which college football team's stadium? Was it Notre Dame, Illinois, or Northwestern?
B, Illinois.
fighting Bielemus.
Kabir with a touchdown fumble return. And Tom Oates getting very angry with the Holiday Inn front desk clerk about our hotel arrangements in Champaign-Urbana.
Did you and Oates share a room?
Almost we did. They had a little bit of a problem.
Those aren't
capacity.
Close.
They almost had all
How
of
about
the media
them Bears?
Contingent.
Oh, the Bears going to have a hell of a season, aren't they?
They're going to have a hell of a team this year. And no, I did not dry my face
That's a
with
visual
his underwear.
I'm not sure I
yeah.
need
That was the team hotel that I think you were injured already, so I don't know if you went on the trip.
Okay.
But it was the hotel that the team was in, and because it was a night game, the team did not check out. We could not check in. We almost had the entire media contingent share a ballroom with rollaway beds. So it would have been like a camp out of like 25 media members in a ballroom. Question three, Tausch.
Now that would have been fun. You guys could have had some s'mores. That would have been great.
We could have played some games.
Yeah. Time of your life, you and Spoon and Demo and the whole crew.
Twitter didn't exist back then. Things could have got a little crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In 2002, Chicago architectural critic Blair Kamen of the Chicago Trib gave Soldiers Field which of these negative nicknames? Is it A, the Lake Michigan Monstrosity? B, the Poor Man's Outer Space Parthenon? Or C, the Eyesore on the Lakeshore?
Well, my son went to the Notre Dame Wisconsin game, and he was not impressed by the stadium. So I'm going to say three. Sorry.
Did you mean to say cheese? Threes? Did you say threes?
That is correct. You have a clean sweep, Jeff, but I want to give a special shout out to the hardest working man in radio because the Poor Man's Outer Space Parthenon is what it should be called. Because it looks like a spaceship landed inside of the Parthenon. Well done. Jeff, four entries into our drawing, which may or may not occur later in the show. Well done. Go Cheesemakers.
Thanks.
That is Wildy and Tausch
Trivia. Who's favorite in that game tonight, Jesse? Somerhalf sets a good line. What's the...
Edgewood by less than a touchdown, though. I think it's going to be Edgewood.
On the road.
Well, it's a neutral site game because Edgewood doesn't play at home most weeks. This is technically an Edgewood home game.
Where are they playing?
It's just up the road from downtown here at Breece Stevens Field.
Oh, so they're not playing in Monroe.
No, this game is in downtown Madison.
Oh, nobody goes into Monroe and gets a title.
Yeah, no. Neutral site, though. Historic Breece Stevens Field.
Certainly, if it was Jesse, he wouldn't go into Monroe because that would mean he'd be actually doing the game if it was being played there. That's it for trivia. We have lots to get to as we get ready for Packers-Bears, including during the 10 o'clock hour, a DeWitt Law Firm Q&A day, and a very special game with a very exciting prize at the end of it. That's all still ahead in the 10 o'clock hour, which begins in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.